Hello, sir, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number?
Jacob Peter Fernandez, 157-842.
Thank you, sir. We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations that are on your warrant.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Sure. Thanks. You were notified about this hearing on November 30th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire, at your expense, an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
No, I did not hire an attorney, ma'am.
Okay, sir, that's fine. It's just your right. Most people don't hire an attorney, though. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right, so my left, down at that end, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Right next to me in the middle here is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room, here you'll be able to see him in a minute, the Honorable Mr. Westby, there he is, from Department of Corrections, and he will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in, Mr. Fernandez and Mr. Westby. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Fernandez?
Yes, I do.
And Mr. Westby?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Fernandez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked.
Yes,
so for phase one, sir, I'm going to read each of these allegations to you, and I'll need you to respond as to whether they are true or false.
Yes.
So we'll start phase one. The first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about August 29th, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary report dated September 10th, 2018. Mr. Fernandez, is that true or false?
Yes, ma'am. It's true.
That's true? Okay, sir. And the other allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on September 7th, 2018, as directed in writing on September 5th, 2018. At that point, you were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Fernandez, is that true or false?
That's true, ma'am.
That's true? Okay. Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Fernandez's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal vice or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded Dr. Wright, and agreed by Mr. Quinones. Okay. Mr. Fernandez, we'll move to phase two of, phase two of your hearing. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information. So just stay on the line, and we'll be right back with you to talk some more in just a minute. Mr. Westby.
On August 13th, 2018, Mr. Fernandez was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested November 15th, 2018 by Salt River PD when he was trespassing at the casino. He was back in DOC custody November 15th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of December 20th, 2019, with 69 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, theft, 6.5 years. Prior convictions, 2001, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2001, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. 2005, dangerous drug violation, 3 years, 9 months. 2005, misconduct involving weapons, 3 years, 9 months. 2006, theft, 2 years, 3 months. This is his fourth term in DOC, CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the La Victoria Eastside Criminal Street Gang and a New Mexican Mafia STG suspect. For our terms of supervision, 2003, TIS release, absconder, 64 days, revoked by the VOEC. 2008, TIS release, interstate compact transfer to Texas, completed 9 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs noted. Other arrests, 1998, marijuana violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 1999, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona, disposition unknown. 1999, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, disposition unknown. 1999, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, disposition unknown. 1999, DUI, Arizona, no contest. 2005, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona, disposition unknown. His community risk score is a G7B8.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So back to you, Mr. Fernandez. It looks like you were released to live at 2014 East 10th Street in Tempe.
Yes, ma'am.
And did you live there the whole time you were on supervision?
Yes, until I left.
So you absconded? And whose residence is that?
That's my grandparents.
Okay, so that's your grandparents in Tempe, all right. And so when you absconded, where did you go?
I just went to different family members' houses, and I don't know, I just got overwhelmed with a little bit of everything. Like I said, I've been doing this a long time. I'm 40 years old. On this last term, I lost my mother and my stepfather while I was in here. I didn't really get a chance to grieve. When I got out, I had asked my parole officer for some anger management classes and stuff like that, because that's usually what triggers me to do the things I do. And they didn't have no classes open at that time. I was taking a career criminal class is what they had me in. Mm-hmm. I was going every day and I was trying to do what I was supposed to do. My anxiety got kicked in a little bit and I just got overwhelmed with stuff. And right before I took off, I had got my job lined up and stuff like that. It's just, I don't know, I've been doing this a long time and I know this is not the place for me. It's just hard for me to deal with things sometimes out there, and I know what you mean. I should be better at it, and I've been working at it. It's just, I wish they could have offered me a little bit more classes. I know it probably would have took a little time for my parole officer to get me in those classes, but I don't know. Like I said, my anxiety kicked in. I got overwhelmed with some stuff.
So, Mr. Fernandez, you mentioned you had a job. What job did you have? You had something lined up.
Yeah, I'm a plumber by trade.
Oh, okay.
And I grew up with a friend of mine who owns his own business now. He's the one that taught me everything I know about plumbing. And
oh,
he had told
great.
Me to go down there.
Uh-huh.
And I was getting ready to go down there.
Okay. I noticed there were a couple times here and late. You were doing okay, I guess. And then in August, late August and September, you did not submit your urine specimens at task.
Yeah.
What happened there? Did you start using again, or?
I had told my PO when I went in there that I was dirty for marijuana, and I told him because I was doing it because of my anxiety. He had told me to go get my card and get registered, and I didn't have the money for it.
Right.
And then that's how that kind of went.
Okay. All right. What else was I going to ask you? What were you doing when the Salt River PD, it looks like you were at the casino, and had you been asked to leave, or what happened that night?
Yeah, I was with a cousin of mine that was doing something she wasn't supposed to be doing, and they had kicked us off of there. And then that's when they had ran my name and found out that I was a violation of my parole.
Okay. And which casino was this, sir?
Arizona, on McKellips.
Oh, on McKellips, okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Mr. Westby, you had a comment to add, didn't you?
Yes. I was reviewing the chrono notes here from P.O. Tony, and there was a chrono note from September 5th, 2018, that states this is when he was staffed with Senior Parole Officer Bullock in regards to his missed UA, and he stated he is programmed with CHC for anger management. So according to these notes here, he did state he was taking anger management with CHC.
Okay. So, and is that part of the career criminal program, or is that a standalone, or?
I'm not familiar if it's a standalone or not. I just know that that was, he was referred there, and it said that he had completed 3 sessions. It doesn't say in a programming section what the sessions were.
Right.
Just by his admission here in the state during the staffing, that he was taking anger management there, so I don't know if it's a standalone or part of the program.
Oh, interesting. And sometimes the topic can be buried within a longer course that's called something else, so it could be it was anger management. Okay, oh, thank you, sir. So, Mr. Fernandez, did you have some anger management classes? Because Mr. Westby has just told us that you had 3 anger management classes, and that's specifically what you asked for.
Yeah, no, I was just going to the one class, and it was just that career criminal class is all that was taken.
Okay, because sometimes a course can be called something and has many different topics within, because I think that's a 48 sessions. So
yeah.
Probably somewhere within there was anger management, and you would have gotten there eventually. So why did you break off contact with your parole officer?
Just like I said, I got overwhelmed with a lot of stuff, and I didn't have the support with my mom and them gone, and my real dad, he's working all the time trying to pay the bills and take care of us, and then my grandma and them, they were real sick. I just felt like I was kind of a burden over there, and then I just got overwhelmed a little bit.
Do you have brothers and sisters or other family in the area?
No. I have other sisters, but they're not around. I have a sister, she's not around.
Where's your family? Are you from here or somewhere
else?
Yeah,
I'm from here. All I have is my dad and my grandparents.
And your grandparents, okay, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have questions for you. Anyone have a question? No? Okay, Mr. Fernandez, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if there's anything else that you wanted the board to consider. Anything else?
I would just like to consider, you know what I mean? Like, I've been doing this a long time, and when I got out last time from my last charge, I did good for a long time. I did my parole. I ended up getting a job, buying some property. It's just I'm 40 years old now, and I know this place, and I know I could do better. I apologize for even being here in front of you guys. I know I as a grown man, I should have, you know what I mean, been positive. I know I could be more positive about myself and my surroundings, and I would just hope that, you know what I mean, I didn't go out there, and I wasn't doing no hard drugs. I was trying to be a better person of society, and I just want to see if I can get another chance and maybe just a little bit more programming or something. I mean, I'm willing to do the programs because I know that's what I need, and maybe just not the one, but maybe I could go to a couple a week or something. I know it's kind of hard for me to get around out there, but I know I could do my best.
Okay, Mr. Fernandez, thank you for that. The board is going to go into discussion, sir. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So just stay on the phone, listen to the discussion, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Fernandez was initially started off okay, and he was living with his grandparents, and says he has plumbing skills, which is very good skills to have, but job pays very well. He asked for anger management, and I'm a little confused because it appears he was going to anger management class. Whether it was called anger management may have been an issue, but the concepts being studied would have been the anger management, it sounds like. Was out with a cousin and she was doing some things she shouldn't have done, and that's how he wound up getting picked up. Because he has absconded and admits to using marijuana without getting the marijuana card, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I would listen to input of fellow board members. Okay, then, based on the information of warrant 2018W2670, our conversation with Mr. Fernandez, information from Mr. Westby, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Fernandez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and how Baxter was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by admitting to using marijuana while on supervision, and also absconding for 69 days, during which time his parole officer could not monitor his activity.
Second.
Agree.
Thank you. Motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Quinones, agreed. Dr. Wright. Mr. Fernandez, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. I know you have a long time to go yet. You have almost a little less than a year to go yet, sir. But we urge you while you're there to get involved in programming. That's what you wanted, was programming. And there's programming available to you. Get involved in that, and we certainly wish you the best, sir. Wish you a safe return when you do come back to the community. Have a good plan put together so you've got a place to, you know, set everything set up as much possible. And use those plumbing skills, because that's a very, very good skill to have, sir. We thank you for your participation in the hearing today, and your hearing's concluded. Would you give the phone back to the CO3, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Fernandez.